Well, I think just having a better understanding of what we're trying to do from an offensive standpoint, just a better way of getting in and out of better plays, our adjustments. Is everybody kind of have an understanding of what the flow of the game is going to be? How quickly we got to push the tempo of our no huddle. The adjustments we make, just playing everybody playing a little bit faster, and just understanding the timing of the offense. And so I think that's probably been the biggest difference. We're starting to make some plays and do some good things, and also just staying patient when things don't go well. Since we've had good plays, we've been playing better. We'll stay patient. We're not gonna get all uptight and worry. We know eventually we'll start making some of the plays and start scoring more points. Yeah, I mean, whenever you get new guys and rookies coming in and playing well for you, that's great. It just adds more weapons, and obviously, Andre's been playing a little bit these last few weeks, but today a little bit more of a role with Rashad's injury. Came in and ran hard, ran over some guys, caught the ball well, which he hadn't done much in college, catching the ball, had two catches. So I think that's good for him to see and good to get him a little confidence. And then with Odell, he came in and made some great plays for us. Had a couple catches, did some good things, a big touchdown. But we still got a lot of work to do. We're really on 4 days of practice together, so a lot of routes we have not thrown. The touchdown route, we have never thrown that route in practice. We got to get in practice, get on the same page with the timing of things, and so I can understand his body movements, his speed, everything that he can do. So we'll be on the same page.
You had him wide open for would have been an 81-yard touchdown at one point. Did you see him?
No, they came. We missed the protection, and so I had a guy running free at me, and so I just it was really a throwaway. I knew he had a go route. Just I wasn't gonna be able to sit there and wait for it. It's one of those you kind of just throw it real early. The corner ends up jumping. Thought I was throwing a quick throw, and he jumped it. So it looks bad on film, but really under the circumstances, it's a throwaway for me and probably a smart decision. But obviously it might look bad on film.
OC has great respect for you, but he had the only sack against you today. Did he say anything?
He didn't say anything. No, he didn't say anything. And so OC, he's one of my good friends, and we had a great run here together. We got great respect for him, but he plays the game the right way. He didn't say anything after, he made a nice play, had good coverage on the play, and got a sack. So, it is what it is.
How much did you feel with Odell that you were, getting used to him and more comfortable even during the game at all, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think every time we can just throw routes, even throwing routes before the game, just trying to get where we're getting on the same page with everything. So each practice is going to be important, but the thing about practice is sometimes he might be out there running the routes, but I might be working someone else, or I might not hit him in my progression. So I got to watch the film, kind of get a mental picture of how he's running each routes, and each time we can just keep throwing the similar routes, and it's going to change. Obviously you get into a game, there's a defender that changes things, but we just got to keep grinding, and it's going to be important each day, just get on the same page, because obviously he's going to be able to help us.
Coming into the game, the tight ends were a big part of the game coming into today, not a lot to the tight ends. Is it because you had something Atlanta did, or just more weapons that you have with Odell?
Yeah, just kind of the way the game went, and they did a good job kind of taking away some of our tight ends and Larry on the seam on a few things, had a couple opportunities to try to go his way. But, they had a good they did some good things defensively, showed some different looks that we weren't as prepared for. But I think we responded well to that. Came with a lot of different pressures and hit some big plays on it. And I think I guess that's probably also a part of being more comfortable in this offense is just, kind of whatever people throw at us, they change things up. We're able to adjust a little bit better, within the play calling, within the players, just knowing what to do and just be able to respond a little bit quicker.
Eli, how does Odell differ from Hakeem? And did you talk about the touchdown pass also?
Yeah, it was a touchdown pass, kind of a little double move on the outside, and looked like the guy was holding him, but you know, had a chance to hit the go route, which turned it into being, and he did a great job just making a play on it. It was pretty good coverage. Obviously, the guy was holding him, so it makes the coverage better. But he reacted to the ball well, and that's what you like to see receivers kind of see the ball in the air, have good body control, come back to the ball, and jump up and catch it. So it was a nice play by him, and obviously a huge play in the game.
And how would you compare him to the young Hakeem Nicks?
It's tough to say. We've only had 4 days of practice and one game together, so we still got a lot of work. But I think he has great speed, catches ball well, runs good routes, and so excited about what he can do to help out our offense.
How has this offensive line come together over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, offensive line's played tremendous. Been running the ball well. They're getting more comfortable just with the calls and all the adjustments and communicating everything together with each other. Atlanta showed some different looks today, but we were checking the different plays and getting out of different protections and different runs, and they communicated well on the same page, so that's good to see. Well, I hope so. I hope obviously that's a start. If you can complete some passes that you've not run with each other before, and that's a credit to him. Listening during this time when he's been injured, he's been watching practice. He's been listening. He's been learning, and you can take that to the field. There's some things we'll continue to grow on and get better, and there's some things that came up today that popped up that we got to improve on. But it's a good start, but we're not where we need to be though.
What does this tell you about the team that now went 3 straight, we're down 10 here in the third quarter, you're able to come back? And what does that tell you about this team?
Well, I think I was proud of the team today, and like you said, we kind of got down 10 in the third quarter, and we responded. We responded right away, had a good drive, went down there, scored a touchdown. Our defense rallied. They got started getting some sacks and some stoppages, and offensively we did what we had to do to win. So that was probably the guys for not started getting uptight or getting worried. We just everybody kind of knew we'd eventually start making some plays and get something going, and guys made some big plays for us in some clutch moments.